long do you have before your meeting?
About 2 minutes.
I'll go to the dishes.
In desperation, he summons every last atom of strength.
I try to focus all my mental power and physical power in just my right hand. I push with all my strength. Just pushing my right arm off.
Jim has survived, but there's no sign of Mike.
Mike! Say something, buddy!
I heard Mike answer back. I heard him nearby. What I heard was a groan.
Mike!
I knew that he was hurt. Or bad.
No one to break his fall. Mike is full force of the 80-foot truck.
Mike!
And I heard his breathing get more labored and more labored.
Mike, answer me, buddy! No!
I started picking up the snow faster.
Say something, buddy!
I heard Mike exhale once, and then he didn't inhale. I thought, no. It can't be that he's not breathing. I must have.
Hey, doing, Bruce.
You look good.
Now let's see what the town sells.
Yeah, it's doing all right.
You took a jury in on her?
We had
our yeah.
And like I told these guys, you would have thought I paid the guy to write that.
I'm going really? To put you on silent for a minute.
Absolutely
one okay.
Look at this fine mess I have to clean up.
What we do, we do.
John, how much is a quorum? How many need for a quorum?
Well, what's there? Five of us, so we need three.
Okay, you got three. All right, you got three. I'll be right back to you.
Thank you.
The roast was good. Really tender.
Yeah, it was.
John, good evening.
Hey.
Present tonight, you've got Commissioners Bob Langton and Chris Moquin, and you've got Deputy Fire Marshal William Call in the house. Jim Rupert will not be in a meeting. He's got another meeting going on to be in there.
Oh.
Liz Malone had a late call, ambulance call, and she's not home yet. And Dan Moquin is homesick.
So. Let's call the meeting to order.
Let me turn this up so the gentleman here can hear you. So the meeting order is 7:06. I'll jot some notes for you.
Okay. I don't have any public comment listening. Unless any public comment came out. I guess we need approval of the minutes.
I have passed the minutes around to the gentleman here. You, I believe, also have a copy, John.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve.
You got a second?
I wasn't here.
If not, oh, okay, I'll second it.
Thank you, second.
All those in favor? Okay. Payment of bills. Bills are going around.
Yeah, I've handed, he's looking at them right now. Probably got a question. We're doing the October. Also, I've handed him the folder for the forestry truck. So
yeah, one sticks out. So Bob's
okay.
Yeah, we're just the J&S, the radio.
Yep.
At 21,000 for, is that the forestry?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's not a surprise.
Good question. No, that is all part of the FEMA grant.
Okay.
For the forestry truck, and I'd like to show you this right here.
I mean, what's included with that?
Chief? All the lights, radios, all the graphics. We partnered with Sign Pro, so we put the graphics in there.
Yeah.
Also, which is $3,300.
That was part of that $100,000.
It was $120,000 truck. $120,000 truck, and this is the breakdown. Give a copy of this letter, so we can be clear. Thank you for the question. CDT fire pump. Nope. Sent to John, has a copy of this. Liz has a copy. The Jim Rupert has a copy of the letters and emails. Upside down. Here it is right here. Let's look at this. Why don't you give me a complete breakdown? The truck and the equipment.
Janus radio. So that matches a FEMA grant.
Correct. It was also, you'll see paperwork in there for $91 for CET fire pumps. As you'll see, there's a note on there.
and maybe a, excuse me, a page back. We turn around and had them increase one of the gates on it from an inch to an inch and a half for $91. That put us over the FEMA grant. So we took that out of the equipment budget and fire commission and asked fire the finance to finish paying that bill. Yep.
Now, how's it work for the truck? Is it some type of where you have to get the truck from one specific dealer, or do people bid on getting, on building, have, you know, selling you the truck?
Yep, good question too. We went right to state to bid on that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we bought the Dodge, which was the least expensive of the trucks.
Between Ford, Chevy, and Dodge. Seems a pretty reasonable price
in
this day and age.
Yep.
$68,000.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For a truck, guys at work are telling me they put, someone just spent $94,000 on a pickup truck. I'm like, holy cow, guys.
No, we did a lot of research. The truck committee worked on this for about a year and a half.
No, that's good.
These are all in a file at any time, and we pull them right off right here. John, you're still looking at the bills here. Billy's got a call. There's no fire call. Okay.
We have no, I got no correspondence from anybody. I don't know if the town got anything.
Nothing I've seen from Janet. No.
Yeah.
She talked to me last night. No.
Okay. I guess communications from the chief.
Okay. Start off, get a list of things here. I think, John, you have a copy of this.
Which one?
Notes from the chief. I forget how I titled it.
Yeah.
Fire commission notes. For since the last meeting, we had 46 calls of service, included four.
The bills. So I'm sorry.
You just said.
That's what I thought.
This is the paperwork you have to do. On a regular basis that you had it for one sheet to do. We had a stabbing at the lake house, which was interesting. We brought a helicopter in for that call. There were four fire alarms, which is quite a bit for the month. Two motor vehicle accidents and a very successful deer rescue that gave us some good publicity. Forestry 134, as the conversation started over here on the minutes. Thank you very much for asking me the questions. Forestry 134 is back in house. It came back from J&S today. We had a couple more lights put on it and some electrical wiring done in order to start the pump. It's electric start pump on that. Next, we've turned around. I've asked the deputy chief to start getting the equipment on it. One of the lieutenants has been working on it for a couple of weeks. Getting the equipment on it and start doing some driver training so we can get that up and going with the season. I said October 1st. I'm a little behind. But we haven't had a fire yet, so I guess I'm safe. New trailer, 20-foot trailer, which is on order. Connecticut Trailers should be here any day. It was supposed to ship the 21st of the month from the manufacturer. So I expect to see it within the next week. When we'll have it, I'm not sure on that. But I'd say by Christmas, it should be in service. We had an open house here back two Saturdays ago. It went extremely well. You know, the crew that put it together, Captain Pereira and four of the women at the firehouse did a fantastic job laying that out. Had over 100 people here, I believe the number was. Very well attended and good response. We also, I had a meeting with the Connecticut State Police, the DEP, the first selectmen, and town administrator on the trail territories. If you recall, a couple months ago, we talked about an accident that was down on a trail, where a lady was hit by a bicycle, broke her leg in several places. Well, there was a big contention of whose territory that was for, Billy, would you turn that knob down behind the table, behind the door? Whose territory that actually was for law enforcement.
Right.
And both parties, CSP and DEP, counterclockwise, were pointing their fingers at each other. And Pam Sawyer, the first selectman, turned around and called the meeting. We had... Nope, the other way. It's off. It's on. We had six members of both teams combined, two sergeants and a state trooper and captain, a sergeant and a division officer for DEP were here. And excellent meeting. Excellent meeting. It's all ironed out in everybody's eyes and ears of how it's going to be. Any of the paved trails are being overseen by the Connecticut State Police. any of the dirt trails are DEP. So I'll keep it real simple that way. Yep. So excellent meeting. Speaking of troopers, Trooper Contenta is back in town, and he has been officially put on as our resident state trooper again. He's still going to work part-time up in Perham, part-time up in the gun range in Simsbury, which he had a good time up there. Got a lot of education, educated a lot of people, more people up there than he thought. But anyway, we're very pleased to have him back in town as our resident trooper during the days. Speaking of the brush truck, almost in service, the old Forestry 134, the 1953 Dodge, we had an appraiser come in. Professional appraiser came in, met with Jim Rupert and myself. We went over the truck, took pictures, took a lot of notes, history about the truck, and we're expecting any day now to get back with an appraisal of what that truck is really worth. He was very, very instrumental, I think, in giving us some guidance on where to try to sell that thing. Hemmings is one of them, you know, the antique trucks and cars. He feels very positive about what this truck can bring back to the town of Bolton. So. Though it was a free truck to the town, to the fire department, it came from Simon Ice, donated to us. The town's been very, very, we've been very, very fortunate. The town's been doing the maintenance and insuring and registering it. So the monies that we'll receive for this truck will go back into the general fund of the town of Bolton. So on the trails, there was a meeting that was held. It was between all the towns on the Hop River Trail, Columbia, Willimantic, Andover, Coventry, Vernon, Manchester, Bolton. I was asked to attend that meeting. It was a one of their first organizational meetings where they wanted to decide what they want to do going forward in this organization with all the towns and the trails, what they could do, what their different goals were, who was going to lead the group, etc. Well, I got to the meeting and did a little talking before I got to the meeting, a few people, and I got to the meeting and introduced myself to who I thought was going to be the top people. It turned out they were. And my mission was to pitch that we need trail markers like the town of Vernon has throughout the whole trail from Willimantic all the way up to Vernon, Manchester, so that when someone has emergency, they can look at a marker, which is like every 200 feet, and tell us where they are. You'll see very similar on 384, 84, and 291. Manchester Fire got a grant, and on every light post, there's a number that tells you where you are. So it makes it real simple for out-of-towners. Somebody on a rail trail in the woods has no clue, even if you live in Bolton, you know exactly where you are, unless you're out there continually. So guess what? That was pretty much decided. That's going to be their number one main goal to get done. And there was a lady there from DEP who holds the purse strings for the $9 million grant they have and thought that was an excellent idea. And then they decided to see who was going to lead the organization, and that's still in throes. But their main mission is to get for the name, the markers. So I'm happy with that. School district safety meeting we had a couple weeks ago. Wishes on Wheels, I had a lot of fun. That went the truck run from Rensselaer Field through up to Bolton and back. 483 trucks were in that. Bolton ladder truck.
Always hear them.
Oh yeah.
Sunday morning. I'm going, what the heck?
Bolton's ladder truck, truck 134, was in there. I had the pleasure of driving it. And family came to me from South Windsor, came past the 10 or 11 other trucks that were there, right to our truck, and said, we want to ride in your truck. Put the whole family inside, five of them, young ladies going through leukemia treatments. And it didn't take her long to learn how to ring the bell, load air horn, and push the mechanical siren. And every time we came to an overpass, we had a little system how we did that, and she hit on all the tones. had a ball, so it was good. And the fire department also went to Heritage Day up Farm Day up the center of town here back the end of September. So dollars and cents budget wise, I showed you the files for October that we've done, also the Forestry 134 binder here for all the equipment. No big surprises on the budget. We'll keep clicking away. Waiting any day, no doubt, for a budget package from the town of Bolton, because it's that time of year that usually in November packages have to be turned in, usually by the end of first part of the middle of December. So I'll start working on the budgets here shortly. It's going to be a little challenge because we've got a few cuts here and we got a few other big bills that came in. But at this point in time, I don't have to come back to you and say, let's go see if we can do some other swapping of monies or transfers. I'm in good shape there. Any questions?
So you just want, like, on the open house.
Yep.
It's a great PR for the town. It sounds like it went well. I'm just curious. Sometimes we get people interested in being volunteers out of that. Do we have any hits on that one? Sometimes
well, we got a few hits. There were two individuals that seemed like they were interested. One lives right down the street, and he's on my radar. I got to keep knocking on his door. We had, and there's another gentleman in town who belongs to a paid fire department. He's looking to come in here also. Plus, Deputy Fire Marshal didn't come to the open house, but oh, yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did, because his wife brought the dog.
Don't you remember she got into the donuts?
I do. No, I don't remember that.
The dog did.
No, I don't remember that part. I stayed at my post. The folks that set this up gave me a table in the back near the dumpster. They said, stay right here. Don't move. And I did. So we got two people, potentially three.
So that's
The cadets, I think there's three cadets that are interested. And women's auxiliary got about four people. You know, so to talk to them. So, yeah.
That's
it was good. Yeah. Yep. So, Mr. President, that's all I have. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I guess then we have a fire marshal's report.
Hi, right, Jeff. I can't speak for my boss, so I'll just basically cover things I participated in this month, past month, since the last meeting. So I did a safety lecture at the senior center. Your mom was there, by the way.
Yep.
And I'm going to pick up tomorrow. I got to stop by there. There's two more senior Knox box installs I have to do. One is your mother's house, and the lady over here down the road. Three doors down. Yep. So that'll make eight total so far. So the lecture went well. We had about 10, 12 people there. It went well. Would have been nice for a little bit more, but they had a lot of good questions and safety issues. It was a good time. Brought the pooch. Last month, they also distributed fire safety posters to the schools and the town buildings. That's in reference to the NFPA's the flavor of the year, which is learn escape routes from the home. The town, John's crew, hung up a banner on the gazebo. And then the matching poster, I sent it out to all the schools, town buildings, library, and so they're plastered all over the place. I participated with the fire department to Heritage Farm Day. Mm-hmm. And then last week I started to set up the yearly apartment inspections. So that'll pretty much eat up a lot of the winter. As we've discussed before, they're all individual apartment inspections. So I'm getting I got the paperwork out to Sunset and then Notch Road Extension Apartments starting on the 5th of November. Then the following Saturday, I'm going to start on Sunset and just keep going until all the apartments are done. 890, because of the last I know, it's still considered a crime scene. So Jim, my boss, informed me that some of the state police had code issues there, which is puzzling. And Jim basically said that he wants to go with me to do an inspection. Now, he's going on vacation and starting on Halloween, so I don't know how that's going to turn out, or when he wants to do it. And I don't know if it's going to be just the common areas. And I don't know what the state troopers saw. But all the many inspections I've done there, you guys have seen the paperwork. Every time I go there, there's paperwork. So I can go down there and everything will be perfect. And then 2 hours later, it could be a mess. You know, it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to go back to the individual apartments once a year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're doing the elementary school fire prevention with the fire department this Wednesday. I got all supplies, a ton of hats and all the other stuff I'm going to pick up tomorrow and drop off the firehouse. So we'll have it for that. A show starting at 9 o'clock at the elementary school. Last Thursday, I attended a Connecticut Fire Marshal Association seminar on the new international fire code. I've been taking multiple online classes to get my CEUs up. And I also participated in the Bolton Fire Department open house. Yes, I was here. Mm-hmm. All day. That.
I was standing in one place. I didn't forget where
I was. I was right next to you.
I know.
Anyway, I discussed this last month with this commission in reference to judging the posters from the poster contest, and you guys didn't seem to have a problem with the senior center. So I talked to Carrie. Excuse me.
And you're, I copied. All right?
Yeah.
You feeling right? Okay. You're coughing a little bit. That's why I'm concerned.
In my throat.
I'm just concerned. That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. Geez, what was that? So anyway, so I talked to Carrie, and I copied all the information that the state gave us in reference to the posters. She said the seniors would love to do it, and I don't know how she's going to do it. She talked about hanging them up and having the seniors vote on whatever one they thought was the best. There could be a possibility of 40 or 50 posters, so I don't know how she's going to do it. I copied everything, gave it to her, and as soon as I get them back from the school at the end of the month, they'll have the whole month of December to do this, they'll be at the senior center. All right, inspection since the last meeting. I did a burn pile inspection. Liquor permitted 3Js. By the way, good job there. Excellent. Excellent. Last week, the assistant building official, myself, and about four or five other town inspectors, directors, bosses, whatever their titles are, but there was a whole bunch of us that went to the new mobile station and did a certificate of occupancy inspection. So the hood fire suppression system was inspected, all the emergency lights were inspected, the fire alarm system was inspected, everything's done. And there's a couple of things I suggested. For an example, near the cooking area, there's a utility room where the fire alarm panel is, and I asked them to put up lettering on the door to indicate, fire alarm control panel, FACP on the door. So as soon as the fire department gets there, they know where the panel will be. They have a Knox box. So as soon as I find out who the manager is there, we're going to make our acquaintance, get keys from the Knox box, keys for the pull station so the fire department can reset the alarm if it gets triggered. And there was a key for something else. What was it? It might be a utility room because they're worried about people might go wandering in there thinking it's a bathroom or something. I don't know, whatever. So it's been a pretty nice job. They're very cooperative. They wanted to start pumping gas first before the rest of it went into full swing, and talking to Randy about it. I don't know how that works, but basically that when a CO is issued, it should be for everything because apparently they have to train a staff on all the systems there. And they're going to be cooking up a storm. We got a huge grill there, warming ovens and all the other. It's unbelievable what they got there. It's going to be amazing. So they should, at the end of the month, be ready to go. I'm not sure exactly when the official day of the open house is, but as I mentioned before, they've been hampered by, they can't get things. They just, like everybody else. All right, they did an outdoor patio inspection, a final with the ABO for Georgina's patio. Then I did a wood stove installation inspection down the road and got another customer for the senior Knox box program.
Oh, yeah. Got a question for you, Bill. With an uptick of the oil prices, electricity, you see more wood stove installations? See more piles of wood around town? I'm concerned about chimney fires. Last year, I think we had one.
Most people, it's been my experience, there are a few people that still like to burn wood. But, and things might go back to that because of the price of pellets. Last time I checked, it's about $350 a ton for good pellets. So even the price of pellets are skyrocketing. But that lady over here down the road, she's got a wood stove downstairs, wood stove upstairs, right, but she's going to burn bio bricks.
Okay.
Which will eliminate a lot of the issues with regular wood burning and sap and creosote and all the other junk that we used to run across in chimney fires. I'm not sure how many permits come in through, because it has to be permitted, inspected, the whole nine yards for a pellet stove, wood stove installation. But over the last number of years, I haven't seen, as a matter of fact, the volume of chimney fires, you guys remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, all the time. Should be far as once or twice a week.
Sure.
But it's, I think it's scaled back because more people like the convenience of the pellets or the bio bricks, because you're not bringing bugs into the house. You're not out there having to cut up trees, saw them down, let them season for a year. All the other nuances with burning wood. So I can't remember the last time there was a long-term, you know, in this area, pellet stove issue in a while. So, or stove issue of some sort.
Okay.
Randy just informed me today that, and I have to do inspection, the old woodworking shop on Boston Turnpike is going to be, the furnace guy is moving in there.
Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. 15. So apparently he's going to be selling a lot of stuff there. And Randy just told me today that.
What is he selling? What is it?
Mitchell's fuel.
Fuel Corvette Center.
No. This is the Dean Woodworking.
Well, that was a Corvette Center before that. Originally, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, of course. All right.
All right. I've been here a million years. You know that.
Okay. So anyway, and they're going to be selling things, you know. I don't know the whole details. And I told Randy to tell the new ownership that because it's a change of use, I have to do an inspection, fire safety inspection. And Randy called me that I've got to get to the code book. I haven't heard anything about this, but they're going to have some pallets of coal. So there's still people out there that still use coal for heating. I don't know. I've never heard that before. So I got to get into the book to see what I can find. I don't think it's a problem because a lot of businesses, I know Lowe's, Tractor Supply, they sell pellets by individual bags inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe their pellets are more combustible than coal. So it
takes a lot of heat for coal.
I
used to do coal. Yeah.
So that's going to be opening up soon. You know, and I've got to get in there and
Knox box
the key. It's already got a Knox box on the building. So the old one, yes, got Knox
box. It does?
Yeah. So we have to change the key to Knox
box. I don't recall it. Okay. Wow.
So,
where is it on Knox? Where's the Knox box there?
Is there a Knox? I'm pretty sure there's a Knox box there.
We put one in his new shop.
The new shop
Dean is Caventry.
On the side, yeah.
Or
I thought he West had Street. One on the front door.
Educate me if there is. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll let you know. So that's the big businesses so far. I don't know what the deal is with the warehouse. I know that it's been all signed off and they're still going through wetlands issues and all these other hoops they have to jump through.
Where?
The warehouse for the electrical guy over here.
Abel Coil.
Yeah, he wants a 12,000 square foot.
Yeah, I see it's marked out there. They got stakes out there.
The funny thing is, picked it up when I was at this class the other day because I really don't use the International Fire Code. You know, we basically use the NFPA 1 or 101, but the fire code is consistent with the building code, so it's whatever. So 12,000 square feet rang a bell because anything above it has to have sprinklers.
Oh, okay.
Unless they compartmentalize it, which if you're building a warehouse, why would you want to do that? You know, you could put up fire separation.
Sure.
But if not, you have to put in sprinklers. So I noticed that it's like 12, they're probably, you know, 11,999. So that's still going through the process, and I haven't heard anything more about the vet building either. So.
Me either. Somebody said next year.
Yeah.
Construction for next year. And then M&M Oil is going to knock the whole building down now and start over.
Yes. Yeah, that's been through all the hoops. They're going to, I don't know if you heard that, John, they're going to knock down the old M&M Oil.
Yep.
They didn't find that building practicable to rehab.
Right.
It was beyond rehab, I guess.
Yeah.
So they had to start all over again with the wetlands and all the other stuff because it'll be a brand new building. So
I don't know if you dig on that property.
Well, they've been digging.
They've been digging a lot.
They've been scratching out a lot of when they took the tower down. That whole area was all contaminated soil when they took that giant, old
tower. Yeah, the tank.
Then the cars that were and all the vehicles that were, whatever. So. That's all I got.
Good.
Was there any more questions?
Yeah, the Knox box program. I'm not sure I ever, I knew a little bit. I don't think I really asked you about how it all works.
Okay.
You didn't have any surfing.
Huh?
You didn't have Knox boxes, sir?
We have them. I know how the unit physically works. How does it work to get one on your house here?
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. I know how Knox good box question. Works.
Okay, that just is a little confused.
Actually, in East Harvard, they're a little different than here, unless you guys have changed. Ours is that every employee gets a private code, and you'll know exactly who opened that box up and when they did it.
Same thing here.
It
same
is, okay. Here.
Right. You don't want any free keys.
No.
He doesn't have a free key. Right. I don't have one. Jim, I have to come here and put my code in, and that's the security. So for the senior program, if you know a senior,
Senior Center program.
Yeah, it's a Senior Center program.
Oh, okay.
Give Carrie a call. And that's how John's mother, because I was talking to your brother about it, and then she came to the lecture, and we just started talking about it. And, she talked to Carrie and met whatever criteria they use. So she's on the list. So there's two more. There were 13 total. So that'd be eight. So there's still a couple left over. If you have a deserving.
I don't know anyone off the top of my head, but I just
Hartford wanted Foundation. To
know what the rules would be in case,
Hartford Foundation has a grant
program. I think about my neighbor across the street, which mm-hmm. but I don't, because mm-hmm. we have a key to our house, but we're not always there. Yep. We could be away or whatever, but I know she adamantly would probably not.
Well, a big thing, Chris, is if a person lives by themselves or they're by themselves for a long period of time.
And she is.
Some people, like the lady down the street here, and I think it was your mom, John, has her hearing is, she's 100%, but her hearing is a little, so she qualified. This other lady had some other issues. She qualified, or even people, because again, most seniors in this town live in single family dwellings. But if other family members are gone all day and grandma's by herself,
right,
it's just a home run. And then the fire department gets there. You got the residential Knox box. We put a piece of paper with a, next to kin, they can call, the fire department can call, hey, we're picking up grandma. It's a home run. And it's added to the list.
The Hartford Foundation offers a grant program where they hand out money for deserving projects. The Senior Center heard about this and they turned around and submitted a grant for Knox boxes, the residential Knox boxes, the smaller ones.
Yeah.
In fact, I brought one to the meeting recently. Okay. These can hang on the door or mount on a house, either way, with a couple of bolts. So the board of directors at the Senior Center talked it over and said, hey, let's put in a grant for as many Knox boxes as we can get. It was $2,500 at that point was the limit. And so they figured out, working with Knox for some freight and things like that, they bought 13 Knox boxes. So then they have their criteria, as Billy says, of who can have it and offer it to them. And there's a contract with it that says, we're going to give you a Knox box, residential Knox box. Deputy Fire Marshal will install it. When you move or you're not in that building anymore, the Knox box comes back to the Senior Center so we can reallocate it to somebody else. So at the case in point, what are we, up to eight now?
Well, if I get these other two done, it's sort of six plus two is eight.
Yeah, so total of eight. So they got 13 totals. A couple more left over there.
And some of the other seniors that were at the lecture were informed about, because there were some older folks there and, they seemed pretty interested in it. But I think, when you get older, their biggest issue, it isn't so much a fire issue they worry about, even though they're at risk. It's not a tripping hazard. They're even more at a risk for stairs. Old people typically are more worried about crime or criminal activities. And I think that's some of them might shy away from this box, worrying that there might be a criminal thing in the background going on, which there really isn't. I mean, it's, I think it's safe. Nobody in the fire department has a key, really, even him. So
the keys are available in the apparatus to the officers that have PIN numbers. And I can put a computer on any time and see who took the keys out.
So, right.
Yep.
Now, businesses, they're required. All new businesses, they have to pull one in. And they monkeyed around down here for months and months. I said, you want your CO, you got to get the Knox box. And I threatened them a couple of times until they just forget. Because you can actually go online and buy the box online. Bruce approves it. And then they get it in. And they install it with all that's on them. And then we'll get the key, show up, and put the key in there. And gets added to the list for the guys.
And the nice part is when we put it on, it goes in our active 911
program, computer program. Yeah. So we get toned out by Action 911 and we get dispatched to that particular house, 123 Main Street. It shows right up on the map an Xbox or a pre-plan for a building now or a landing zone for a helicopter or a dry hydrant for water supplies. But a few things built in this program, we've done it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to go one step further, Vernon has all three ambulances have the lock box on there because they go up by themselves a lot. Sometimes the cops don't get there for whatever reason. And then the sergeants, police cars have them. So, because a lot of times the cops get there, you know, looking for a way to get in. And, you know, mm-hmm. so it's a very, they just need to be audited. That's the only pain in the butt is right. getting everybody together to go around with a laptop and audit them. I think it's supposed to be audited, what, every 6 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or anytime there's a change.
Once a year we check them once.
Yeah.
In fact, Bill does a maintenance on them too.
Yep.
All right, John?
Yeah. Okay. You got any old business? Well, not been any new business come before the commission.
Will this be the upcoming budget year? If you get any suggestions for me, but once I get the paperwork, I'll advise you. We'll send it out. Go from there.
Yep. Okay. If not, then motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Let's adjourn.
I hope you get a good night's sleep, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Let me call.
Yep. Thanks. Right.